This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with the Maine Natural History Observatory. As I set out for an afternoon walk through the fields and forests surrounding my home, the signs of the impending seasonal shift are everywhere. The dog days have slipped away. Although the height of the summer has passed, a vestige of those hot and humid days could be heard in the requiem droned by the cicadas. They arrived on the landscape among the hottest days after having lived beneath the cool, damp earth as subterranean nymphs for years. Warmed by the torrid summer air, they would sing from the tree limbs from nearly dawn until dusk. Today, their songs are limited to those amber hours of the late afternoon when the sun's daily influence peaks. Although the boundary between summer and autumn has begun to dissipate, the forest is still a wash of green. Maple, birch, oak, and poplar all still bear leaves aloft, with only the faintest suggestion of change at their leaf margins. As I walk beneath their shade, I note the lack of birdsong. At long last, after ceaselessly laying claim to their particular stretch of woodlands, the vireos and wood peewees have fallen silent. Their songs are among the last of those we hear each summer. Having reared their young, they forgo the energy expenditure of singing and defending territories in favor of readying themselves for long-distance migration in the days ahead. No longer responsible for fueling the rapid growth of nestlings, they forage instead for themselves. Accumulative stores of fat serve as the fuel for nocturnal flights towards the forests of northwestern South America. Today, I can still hear the occasional mewing of a red-eyed vireo somewhere within the canopy, so it seems that the chickadees and titmice are not denied the company of these seasonal companions quite yet. Near the ground, hints of the palate shift are more evident. Cooler nights and sun-soaked days have ushered in the beginnings of foliar transformation for many shrubs and herbaceous plants. Once uniformly emerald leaves now show blushes of ruby and amethyst, brought on by the production of anthocyanins. These pigments help mitigate the stress of the changing conditions, extending the useful life of the foliage into the early days of autumn. Meanwhile, the brackens and cinnamon ferns that have dominated the roadside are increasingly blotched with yellow and speckled with brown. The prevailing flowers of the season show no loss of vigor, however. Indeed, many are now just coming into their full splendor, their purple and yellow petals complementing the landscape, transforming beside them. A butterfly drifting into a sunny patch of Canada goldenrod and New England aster brings my progress to a halt. Although this is the peak period of monarch activity, this handsome orange-black butterfly is the more diminutive viceroy, the Mullerian mimic of the larger monarch. As my focus shifts away from the viceroy, I become aware of the steady hum of the various bees and flies partaking of the year's last sources of nectar. Below, the furry forms of American dagger, Isabella tiger, and hickory tussock moth caterpillars are making haste, rushing off to secure a place to pass the winter, as either pupa, enclosed within cocoons woven of their bristly, hair-like tsetse, or, in the case of the Isabella tiger or woolly bear caterpillar, frozen almost solid and without a beating heart until the spring thaw. Turning away from the roadside, I wade through the interwoven grasses and sedges towards my ultimate destination, a flooded beaver flowage ringed with red maples. Here the shift towards fall is most pronounced, as the red or swamp maples within the wetlands are some of the first trees to turn. True to name, many of these trees have begun to take on a crimson hue. Their reddening is intensified by its mirrored reflection on the still waters of the wetland. Brilliantly red meadowhawk dragonflies swiftly patrol the pond margins, while phantom craneflies hover over the water, occasionally dipping their abdomens beneath the surface to lay their eggs. The low-hanging sun casts a brilliant glare over the pond. I can just make out the silhouetted forms of adolescent hooded mergansers and wood ducks, no doubt hatched within one of the many snags standing within this wetland. Putting the setting sun at my back to head homeward, I find that the dog day cicada's drone has been exchanged for the chirp of the fall field crickets. Summer's hold on the landscape has loosened all the more.
You just heard Logan Parker with Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Celeste Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information and a transcript of this episode, you can go to mainnaturalhistory.org. For more episodes of Nature Notes, visit the WERU archives at archives.weru.org.